So, yeah, I've also got another reason today I'm talking is I want to say something to Lester's family out there. I've just got a little few words that all us boys put together. And the reason we didn't sort of go to air a lot earlier was because we had a pretty sad time here at NAIDOC. One of our brothers was lost here. And, yeah, we just got a few words, so if I can read them out.
Take it away, bros.
Yeah, it'd be great. Thank you. I'd just like to say something to Lester's, Ross's family. If any of them are listening out there, it'd be good. I'd just like to say a few words for the loss of our good friend, cousin and brother. That internally in Port Phillip we had a smoking ceremony in here in the jail. A fire pit was made and commemorated to Lester. Sacred ashes were brought in from another site to make it a sacred fire in Lester's name. There was about 80, 90 people at the ceremony conducted by Dave Dryden. And we all love Uncle Davey, who always comes in and helps us. We did a eulogy to say goodbye, and then we smoked the pit with gun leaves, which, you know, we all love the ceremonies. They make us all feel connected and part of one another. Also, there was a smoking ceremony done in Lester's cell to free his spirit and let it leave this horrible place, you know. We didn't want him to have any connection to here, so we smoked out the cell that he was in and, yeah, set him free. I know Lester was also involved with some domestic violence courses and that he helped create, and he felt really strongly about, and so we're going to try and chase that up and make sure that gets up and running and try and put his name to that as well. Thank you for your time, everyone, and, all our thoughts are for our friend and brother, and maybe if everyone out there knows Lester can just have a second silence and think of him. Thank you.